I'm Kaya.
And I'm Aspen.
And we're Burning the Disco Down.
Underneath our bed. Were you writing a book?
Were you a sleeper cell spy?
In 50 years, will all this be declassified?
And you'll confess yes, why you did it.
And I'll say good riddance.
I would have died for your sins.
But I just died inside. Wait. And I'll say good riddance. Cause it wasn't sexy when it wasn't forbidden. I could have died in. Instead, I just died inside. And you deserve prison, but you won't get time.
That is one of the best lines in history. Oh my God. Happy to say that I chose correctly when I chose the smallest hand I ever lived. This is the greatest song I've ever heard. One of the first texts I sent in our group chat was, thank God the smallest man who ever lived is one of my favorites, because I was talking about it on the podcast for so long. It would have been so embarrassing if it wasn't.
But thank God, like,
yeah.
And thank God it exists. She delivered. Thank you, Taylor. First of all, I just want to start off this podcast by saying thank you, Taylor Swift. Because you guys, I can't even put into words like how much I love this album.
Okay, so before we really get into things, today we're going to be talking about the first 16 tracks on the album before she did the double album drop.
Yeah, which was
a whole other topic, but we're going to start with the first half so that we can really process.
Yeah, the first half. Then next week
we'll do the other 15.
Yeah.
We're going to answer your burning questions today, but we're going to skip our other segments because this is what we are obsessed with.
No thoughts behind our eyes, just tortured poets.
This is our life update. Everything is just this album.
Everything in my life now is just tortured.
Yep.
In the best way possible.
Yeah.
Okay. So, starting with our burning questions, this is where you guys can submit at the link in our bio, all anonymous. This person says, Dear Kaya and Aspen, hi there. I love the podcast and happy belated birthday. Thanks. I hope you're doing okay, because I actually might dissolve into tears while listening to So Long London. Me
Real.
Too. Last week, you asked how we found the podcast. For a while, I was obsessed with the 13 podcast, and that podcast really helped me become a Swiftie. One day, Kendra came on the podcast to talk about Taylor Fest, and I mentioned your podcast. I went and listened to your episode on the Barbie movie. A few months later, I re-listened to the episode and got addicted to your podcast. I'm so excited for next Wednesday and to hear your thoughts on TTBD. Wow, I'm like having a hard time like speaking because like I just yeah. like at this
we have,
album.
Like, no album.
Like I have
we
no
have brain cells left.
Like I can't think about anything but this album. Like genuinely when I'm trying to have a conversation with someone, like it's just in my mind. And like the night after it came out, I slept probably like nothing. And then the next night I also slept nothing because all I heard in my brain was the lyrics of the song.
I've been listening
songs.
To it while I sleep for the last like 4 days.
No, like it's.
Like it's always on.
And like when it's not on, it's in my head.
Yeah. Like, I need it on at all times.
Like, I was trying to read a book the other day, and I'm like, I can't even read.
We had a photo shoot today for work, and I was cutting a chimichanga in half. And my coworker was like...
the chimichanga.
Yeah. My coworker was like, we should make a TikTok to this and be like...
I'm scared.
And be like, God, I'm like having a meltdown right now. I like don't know what I'm even trying
no,
to say.
No, this is what I'm saying. Like, this is gonna be our worst episode ever.
She was like, you should take a TikTok of you like cutting the like chimichanga and be like scared of little old me, and then be like, well, you should be, and like stab
Wait,
the
please.
Chimichanga.
Did you do it?
No.
Why? That would have been so good.
That was really funny.
That is funny.
But yeah.
Okay, back to your submission. Thank you so much for listening and
shout out to
writing
13 Pod.
In. Yeah, shout out
shout
to 13
out to
Pod.
Kendra.
That's actually crazy. Like,
I forgot that happened.
That's not the way I would ever think anyone would find us. So that's cool that you did.
We have an episode with them on ours too.
A long time ago.
A long time ago.
But yeah, So Long London. We'll get into it. Yeah, I also might dissolve into tears.
Yep.
Okay, this next person says, I found you guys from Alyssa. Alyssa, I don't know how to say your last name. Marhigo, I think, maybe. And we love Alyssa. And they said she was talking about your merch a little under a year ago. Been listening ever since then. Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Alyssa. And thank you for listening.
Yeah, for real.
We love Alyssa.
This is your sign to tell your friends about our podcast, because clearly that's so what's
true.
Working.
So true. Clearly we got a good thing going.
Yeah, I need you guys to all tell your friends.
Okay, this person says, my birthday is next Tuesday, and I'm so happy that your pod's birthday is so close to mine. Happy birthday to you. I'm not going to sing the whole song because we already sang enough today.
Yeah.
But happy birthday. I hope you have the best day ever. And you will, because the Tortured Poets Department exists.
Correct.
Now.
You got a birthday present from Taylor Swift.
Okay, this person says, help, I'm actively cackling at Aspen not knowing about Yo Gabba Gabba. I'm literally 14 and know what Yo Gabba Gabba is.
They read you come from my neck. Yeah, they really just ruined you, I fear.
Okay.
That's that. There's no, you can't have a rebuttal, unfortunately.
I don't have anything to say.
That's, that, they really came for your neck.
Okay, this person says, hi, love you guys. So fun to listen and look forward to my morning walks to class so I can listen to the pod. Wait, this is like...
That's so cute.
Because that's like when I used to listen to podcasts, like yeah. when I would walk to class. And so to hear that someone is listening to my voice in their ears when they're walking to class
I
is like
I hope that someone
weird...
on your campus is one of those people that are like, what are you listening to? So you can be like, bring the disc on our own pod.
So true.
Stream it.
But that is so cool that like, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Happy to be with you on your walks to class.
Yeah, like... go you walk you do that walk
you get to class
you learn
you go to school
you're so cool
you get an education
yeah. you get that degree. They're like, I'm in middle school.
God, we need to be put into like literally an asylum.
We already are in one. Okay, I live in Austin and y'all have been in Texas and in Austin so much recently, which is so crazy to think about. I went to the Houston Taylor Fest, which was so fun and cool seeing you guys in real life. It felt surreal after listening for so long. Anyways, wanted to ask what y'all's recs were for the spots you were in Austin. I love trying new places and y'all were talking about a biscuit place I've never heard of. Love you guys. Wow. That's crazy that you came to Taylor Fest, first of all, and you should always come say hi.
Yeah, for real. Second of all, didn't we list them off last time?
I think it was called briskets.
Yeah, it's like brisket, like combined... the word it's brisket, like, the meat, and biscuit.
Yeah.
So like briskuits.
And then we went to 616
Ranch 616.
Yeah.
And then, God, what was the place that we went to? The cocktail bar?
It was downtown.
Yeah.
I have actually a recommendation for you, because I went on like a birthday trip to Austin a while ago and I'm looking up what it's called right now. Okay, this is like a really expensive restaurant, so I would recommend going for like happy hour if they have that, or like a special occasion. But it's Mediterranean and it was so delicious, first of all, but the atmosphere there is like unlike any restaurant I've ever been to. Like, it's like one of those restaurants where you
say
sit,
what it's called.
Oh my god.
I'm literally sitting
because
here,
I told
like,
you
okay,
I'm brain
great,
dead,
but like
it's called ABBA, A-B-A. I'm like, and you like, have to go. Bye.
I was listening here and I was like waiting for you to say the name and then you weren't. And I was like, Aspen.
It was like the girliest.
You
like
Googled it.
No. Not girly in like the way of like pink and stuff, but yeah. It was like so aesthetic. But usually like aesthetic places, the food is bad, but like the food was so good. So I highly recommend that place.
Yum.
Yeah.
Love.
And, but it's kind of expensive. Like when yeah. I went there, I was like, wow, I'm not going to eat for the next week after buying yeah. this. But that's all our submissions.
Bye. All right, let's get into it.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. We got things to say.
We've got stuff to talk about.
Okay. So the first thing that I wanted to read is a review from Rolling Stone, which I think just like really sums up the album. Mm-hmm. They said, she sounds confused, bitter, raging, vulnerable, yet more gloriously chaotic than we've ever heard her before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is just like the realest album she's ever put out. Like,
it
she's
is.
She's never been so upfront and honest with us, and I think that's crazy.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I want to read is this girl's TikTok. You know who this is?
Oh yeah.
Eli.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say her last name. Eli Rallo. Ray.
Yeah.
Rallo. First of all, if the anyone jar. Likes her, I love her. She wrote a book. Everyone should read her book. It's so good. Okay. She posted this TikTok that was like a paragraph about the album, and I just feel like this like really summed everything up perfectly. So I wanted to read it.
Jesus Christ.
This album is a departure from all of her other work. It stands entirely alone, reason being she has always had some reason to hold back, mm-hmm. to protect a relationship, a reputation, an emotion, herself. And now she's been to hell and back in the craziest year of her life as she simultaneously deals with becoming incomprehensibly famous, and she has nothing to lose. She will be more raw and emotional and open than she has ever been. She also chose to prove she can continue to surprise and innovate. Everyone thought we were getting an album about her 6-year relationship falling apart, but instead we got an album about the emotional isolation it is to fall into and out of love while everyone around you has something critical to say about it. We got an album where she says, everyone has said whatever they wanted about me, so I'm choosing to finally say whatever I want about myself. I literally have chills.
Yeah, me too. I also have goosebumps. Like, yeah, that. No, that's just, and that's how she wrote a book.
Yeah, and I feel like that just, like, sums it up. Like, this yeah. album is nothing like I thought it was going to be, but it's, like, better.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it really feels like this album is about how, like, just like she said, like, she's the most famous she's ever been. She got out of a relationship that, like, obviously wasn't going well, but, and then, like, all of that combined sent her into, like, a manic episode, and she was, like, trying to crawl her way out of it. And, like, these are all the emotions that she felt during that time. But now she's, like, fine. So she can look back on it also in a way of, like with, like, knowledge and, yeah, like, growth. Yeah, she's like,
damn.
Yeah, she's like, I did that.
Yeah.
But I just, like, all the sides of it. Like, every song is, like, a different side of, like,
mm-hmm.
like, mourning almost. But also, like, the feelings that she was feeling. And, oh my God, it's just, like, perfect.
Did you see that they updated all of those Apple Music playlists with songs from the album? Like, the
oh yeah, I saw this morning. Like, all of the, yeah. Yeah.
It really is just, like, the five stages of grief. Like, that's literally yeah. the album. It's crazy. Okay, first of all, I just have to say that the double album of it all is insane before we yeah. get into this, because, like, we can't ignore the fact that the double album exists right now, because it's insane, and I can't believe she did that.
Yeah,
she's
we
the
do
craziest
need to talk
person
about
on
it.
Earth.
She's so smart though, because, like, I knew yeah. she knew this album was gonna get leaked,
because it always does
and she yeah. said, you know what, I'm gonna do, then I'm gonna put out something that can't get leaked.
Yeah, and that's insane.
Everyone was shook.
Like, I was expecting, like,
I was expecting
like a
2 a.m.
like
yeah.
2 a.m. tracks or whatever, yeah. like on Midnights. Also, oh my God, I saw a TikTok today, and it was saying how she called Midnights, like, her 13 sleepless nights, and a fortnight was her 14th one.
Oh my.
Because it was,
oh my God, stop.
Yeah, and so they're saying that it's, like, yeah,
a continuation, yeah. kind of.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
I know.
Damn.
Anyway, okay, now we can get into yeah. the tracks. carry on.
Also, I just want to say, I feel like on this album, she really found, like, her sound. Like, not,
yeah,
like,
no, I agree.
Production, obviously, but, like, her voice, her, like, deeper voice sounds so good. Yeah. And, like, she, like, really figured it out, it feels yeah. like. Like, she's always sounded amazing, obviously, but, like, this time it just feels different. Like, it yeah. feels like she can, like, I don't know.
Okay, wait, before we dive into, no, like, yeah. the full track list, should we just say, like, our general favorites
yeah, okay,
from, like,
okay.
the whole album? Like, including yeah. the extra tracks?
Yeah.
Okay.
You go first.
Can I see the list?
Yeah.
I need to think. Okay. This is, like, really difficult, which I think is probably really obvious. Because it's never easy for me.
And there's so many songs.
And there's just so many. So I'm just going to give, like...
And it's, like, this. There's so many lyrics that it's kind of hard to, yeah. like, figure out your favorite right away.
Yeah.
It's not,
okay.
like,
I'm just
going
to list a few for you in no particular order. Kay. I'm just reading down the list of the tracks. And that's the order that I'm going to say them in. Down Bad.
Left.
Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. I Can Do It with a Broken Heart. Clara Bow, Black Dog, Albatross, The Prophecy, and The Bolter.
Solid list. Mine are...
We need to redraft, because there's songs on there that we didn't even know existed.
I know.
When we did the draft.
I was thinking that too.
Damn. That's
so
crazy.
Now...
We'll do that eventually.
Yeah, we'll redo the draft at the end of next week's episode, yeah. maybe, and then, like, compare it to our original draft.
Yeah, because there's so many songs that exist that we don't even know existed when we made the draft.
Yeah.
Also, can we talk about how crazy it is, since before we get into this song?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just can't believe how crazy it is that we have all of the bonus tracks that were available on all the vinyls the day that the album came out. Like, that's never happened before.
No, ever.
I dreamed of days like this. Like, we had them immediately.
When I saw those names on there, I was like, thank God.
No, like, we had them immediately.
Like, that was so nice.
And that's so crazy. Okay, give us your favorites.
Okay, mine are So Long London.
Mm-hmm. No one shocked.
Yeah, that's my number one. Honestly, So Long London has replaced everything except All Too Well for me.
Wow.
Yeah, like, my top now is All Too Well, So Long London, Clean, Maroon. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, there's something in that song.
Yeah.
My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. Mm-hmm. The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Correct.
How Did It End?
Mm-hmm.
And The Manuscript.
Yes. Yes.
Those are mine.
That checks.
Also, I love Fortnite.
Yeah.
Like, I love Post Malone on this song.
At first I was like, what's going on here? And then I listened to it a couple times and I was like, no, yeah, this
yeah,
sucks.
Like, I love this song.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, all right. Let's start with it.
Let's begin. First of all, the music video.
Oh.
Insane.
When she sticks out her tongue.
For the
and
pill.
Yeah. That was one of the best things I've ever seen
also
in my life.
When her and Post Malone are laying on the ground and it's her silhouette, like, in style.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also
the black dog walking through. Also, the Dead Poets. The fact that she got the actors from the Dead Poets Society,
like that?
Whatever the fuck, is insane. Like,
she's
knew.
So smart.
She literally knew. She was like, this is what everyone's going to think of when I put out this album, so I'm going to include them.
She's so smart.
And that she did. Yeah,
this music video was genius.
It's like the most, I think it's like the most stunning music video I feel like she's made.
Yeah.
Like, it's beautiful.
It's so,
like, the cinematography of it is insane.
Yeah. It's so, like, it looks expensive. It looks like a movie.
Also, I want to give Post Malone a hug. Why does he look like he gives the best hugs
in
the world?
I love Post Malone. Like, I love him so much.
When they hugged, I literally was like.
And he's so, like, he's such a good person.
Yeah.
I love him on this song. When I was like, oh my god, he's not gonna get a verse because it's not till the end, I was so worried.
I was
but he came
too.
In at the perfect time.
I do
and
wish
it just,
I wish he had a little bit more.
Yeah, I wish he had a little bit
I can't
more
lie.
I like his backing vocals. I wish they're a little louder.
Yeah,
so we're
same.
Like singing together.
Yeah,
because they sound so good together. Like, their voices sound really good together. When she says all my mornings are Monday stuck in an endless February.
Yeah,
like that. Everyone knows Mondays in February are the worst time.
No, she's
how
so
did she
right.
think of this?
She's
like,
so
how
right.
did she think of that?
But that's also crazy because that's probably when her breakup was going on, because we found out about it in what, March or April? So like, she probably did.
Well, it kind of seems like their breakup was going on for like
forever.
Years.
Yeah, for sure.
But like, maybe that's like when it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like maybe it was February when she wrote that.
Which is rough.
Yeah.
That's
also
really
all the references to Florida.
Yeah.
And like how that's like the ultimate escape is so interesting. Cause
I know.
Posty says, move to Florida, buy the car you want. Like,
yeah. And Texas.
Yeah. Texas and Florida.
Like,
interesting.
What happened there?
I don't know.
Cause like, this is more than just the Eras tour now. Like, something happened.
Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I think it's like, we'll get into it when we talk about Florida.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, perfect opening track in my
I agree.
Eyes. I just love this
song.
I love
that that's the lead single too.
Yeah, me too. It's like, it's perfect.
Yeah.
She finally chose a good lead single.
Yeah, no, thank God.
Like,
although, really, I don't think she could have gone wrong with any of these at this
100%.
Point. But this one was perfect, especially with Post. Like, it's just...
Like, this is the song people want to hear on the radio.
Yeah.
It's, like, not too sad.
Yeah.
You know?
Not too
catchy.
Upbeat. Like, it's,
it's perfect. Okay.
Dare I say better than the AI version on TikTok?
Dare I say? One day that's going to come out. Okay, the Tortured Poets Department.
This one grew on me.
Yeah. It's very wordy.
Yeah.
Which, like...
I had to, like, really pay attention.
Yeah, you have to, like, really, like, listen to what it's saying. Okay, wait. I'm gonna also kind of give, like, what I think each song's about. Not from her perspective of life, but just, like, in
general.
Yeah, in general. I feel like Fortnite is about... Because I feel like a lot of people are confused, but this is my idea of it. I think it's about people who are, like, dating.
Yep.
And then... They break, like, they had this, like, love affair. They break up and they move next door to each other in a very literal sense.
Because
she says, now you're my neighbor.
Okay.
And they, like, are, like, talking about mundane things like the weather and, like, the mail. And she's like, we literally used to be in love. And she, like, hates. She's like, I want to kill your wife because, like, I love you. And it's, like, obviously a deeper meaning.
Right.
But, like, this is what I think she's saying, like, what she means when she's, like, my husband's cheating. I want to kill him.
Yeah.
Like, she's, like, I'm living this, like, suburban life next to, like, the love of my life. Like, you live down the street. And, like, I hate my life. And, like, I just want to be with you.
But then what do you think the 2-week situation is? Like, what's the significance of the 2 weeks?
That's what I'm still figuring out. Like, it could be, yeah, like we had a brief affair or something.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think it was like a on again, off again thing.
Yeah. But then I think she's like reflecting from the time of like, okay, now I've moved on with someone else, but like, I still love you.
Yeah. And I also think this is in the denial phase.
Yeah.
Which is.
Yeah.
Speaks for itself.
Yeah. Okay. The Tortured Poets Department. Again, like very wordy. And it did take me a long time to try to figure out what was going on. I think it's just like.
I think it's pretty literal.
Yeah, it's extremely literal. It's a story.
Yeah.
Like, she's dating someone who's, like, very self-sabotage-y, and she's like, don't worry, I got you.
Yeah.
She says a lyric that says, I've seen this episode, and I think she's meaning, like, mental health episode, but she says, but I still love this show. I thought that was so smart.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she mentioned Jack Antonoff, and, like, my heart exploded.
Yeah, Jack and
Lucy.
Yeah, which is crazy.
When she said that to Jack, I was like,
when she said Lucy alone, I was like, and then when she said Jack, I was like, oh,
we're name dropping here.
Like, we're just name dropping on track everything. Two. Well, and in Fortnite, when she like talks about him cheating in Fortnite too, and I was like, oh, we're really just we're laying it all out there. Like, this is,
it's crazy.
We're not holding back.
No,
dropping names.
I'm obsessed.
Saying it all.
I'm obsessed. Okay, My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys.
God, this song's so good.
This is one of my favorites of all time.
So good.
The way that this sounds is perfect.
Yeah.
My boy
only breaks his favorite when toys.
She says, but you should have seen it when he first got me. That's the best. Like, that's so much serotonin.
Yeah. Also, it's just like so Barbie. I wish it was on the Barbie
movie.
It's
so good. It's so good. This, I think, is basically about like she's dating this guy who
used to like cherish her.
Yeah, used to cherish her, but also like saw forever and then got scared and has like commitment issues. That's kind of what I'm getting from this. Yeah. Is like,
I feel like it's like
he's like convincing himself he doesn't love her anymore because he's like scared to like that this is like the real thing.
Yeah. In my brain, it's like, I just think about Joe, but in my brain, it's like when they first started dating, he was like obsessed with her and cherished her. And then like by the end, he was like growing apart or whatever, and she, this was again like denial stage, and she like thought that it was fine.
Yeah.
And she was like I think this is the one when she says something along the lines of like doesn't she say something like you should have seen him when he first met me or something?
Yeah, but she also says you should have seen him when he first saw me.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
yeah.
So like I think it's just the progression of them falling apart.
Yeah, I think it's,
but God,
like,
it's so good.
He only breaks his favorite toys because he's like, I love you so much.
Agree.
Like, I'm scared. Bye.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Like, commitment issues to the max.
Yeah. 100% agree.
And
if anyone was wondering,
she was like, he was my best friend down at whatever.
At the Sandbox.
Oh, my God.
Also, if anyone was wondering, this is the security guard from Little Rock's favorite song on the album. So do with that what you will.
He might have commitment issues.
Yeah, that's concerning. But so do I. So. What are you going to do?
God. Okay, Down Bad.
Oh, my God.
Down Bad, crying at the gym.
I'm obsessed with this song. This is everything to me.
It's so good. It's so, like, catchy.
It's also just so relatable. Like, she's so real for that.
She's just, like, this one, she's just, like, yeah, I'm sad.
Yeah.
She's just down bad. But, okay. When someone says that they don't like Taylor Swift, I'm going to read them this. Or when they're, like, Taylor Swift only writes, like, stupid lyrics. Listen to this. Did you really beam me up in a cloud of sparkling dust just to do experiments on? Tell me I was the chosen one. Show me that this world was bigger than us, then set me back where I came from. That's her way of saying, did you really like get together with me and then break up with me?
No, that like, line made me cry immediately when I was
really
listening for the first time.
Did you really beam me up in a cloud of sparkling dust?
You've never been down bad if you haven't cried at the gym. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
That's
so true.
It's just so real.
Like, no matter what it is about, you're gonna cry at the gym.
And every time you're down bad, you have like a gym renaissance.
Yeah,
like it's just like it's she's so real for that. Like,
crying,
I just
at the gym. Yep.
Yep.
When she says, for a moment I knew cosmic love.
Yep.
Oh my God. Yep. Okay, so long, London.
I am gonna be honest, I haven't processed this one enough, I don't think. just because, again, like, I just, there's so much to unpack. No,
I've been hyped. Like, there's a lot of them that I haven't listened, like,
yeah,
to,
like the ones that I'm like times. Obsessed with are the ones that I've really processed. Yes.
And this one I've listened to 5 million
and
times.
As I'm processing, I'm liking everything more and more, which is making it more difficult for me to like rank things.
Yeah,
like the people that are ranking this entire 31 track album, like, 2 days in,
I don't even know
in,
the track titles.
How do you even, what, how do
I
you
don't even
differentiate?
Know what the names,
like,
are
when
yet.
A song starts, I can't tell you which one.
No.
It is yet.
No.
Like, I can't tell you which one's which.
No.
Like, just because there's so many.
The only
there's
one
so
that I know
words.
Is So Long London, because I've listened to it so
right.
many times.
No, I like know my like core ones. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so let me hear you.
Okay. The first thing that I need to say is the way that this song sounds is just like everything that I love.
I love
in
the
a
intro.
Song.
I will say that.
Yeah.
The so.
Okay.
So,
you know how it has like the dun, 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 dun. Like, you know, Jack Antonoff went with that, whatever
yeah.
that bass thing is that he put, and also the Archer.
Yeah.
Like, it's like in the background of the whole song, and mm-hmm. it like gives like, oh my god, like that is better than music to me. Like, that is everything, that sound.
Mm-hmm.
The way that she like sings in like a deep voice, and it's just like,
yeah, her lower register really slayed on this album.
Yeah, I think like the way that this song sounds, I'm like, this is the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life. She said something at the beginning of the song that says, I kept calm and carried the weight of the rift. And I think that's like a nudge at keep calm and carry on. Cause that's what they always mm-hmm. say in,
yep, in London.
London. She says, I wrote down some lyrics.
We know.
She said, my white knuckle dying grip, yep. holding tight to your quiet resentment. And my friend said, it isn't right to be scared every day of a love affair. Every breath feels like rarest air when you're not sure if he wants to be there.
I don't understand how she thinks of words in this way. Like,
no, I don't either.
I need someone to tell me what her IQ is.
Like,
immediately.
This is the main thing that I think I've like realized with this album is like,
how does her brain work?
I don't understand how her brain like thinks of
yeah,
these things.
I don't either. Like, I like, she's using the same words and the same 26 letters in the alphabet yeah. that we're using, but she's putting them in a way that like,
and it's
I
not even
cannot
like,
comprehend.
She uses big words, yes, but she also uses like normal words in
right.
ways that I never would think to use them.
Down bad, for example.
Like, I'm down bad, crying at the gym. Like, that,
you're
I don't
right,
know
what, but like, how did you? I just, I.
It's
can't,
just.
I don't understand. I don't understand.
When she says, I'm just getting color back in yeah. my face, that part of the song, oh my god.
Also, like, that back to you're losing me is crazy too.
Yeah, but basically I think like this song is just like her accepting it and saying goodbye.
Yeah,
like, I don't think it's anything
so
more
long
than
London.
That yeah, I think it's just like looking
so,
back and
so
being like
long,
goodbye
done.
And she's like, I'm tired of
yeah.
trying
real.
But I think like if this song didn't sound the way that it did, it wouldn't be my top. But like,
yeah,
the way that it sounds, there's just something about it.
Jack Antonoff haters, you are not safe here.
No, like
I'm tired of seeing the hate.
Jack Antonoff, like,
I love that man.
First of all, Aaron Dessner, Taylor Swift, and Jack Antonoff, perfect
yeah,
trio.
Perfect trio.
Like, the fact that they created this masterpiece, like,
yeah.
I just know like they're like, no one else can ever get involved.
No.
Like,
this is the trio, yeah.
And all the other people obviously that made the album
yeah,
too.
Right,
like, I'm not just saying,
you know,
like,
what we mean.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, they are.
Yeah, like, they are the torture
this
post
is
department.
The sound that
they are
they
the torture post
to
department.
Make.
That's the whole department right there.
Yeah, they figured everything out.
Yeah.
But yeah. Okay. But Daddy, I love him.
This one.
Can we talk about? I'm having his baby. No, I'm not, but you should see your faces.
This is so great. Like, she literally was just like, fuck you guys for being so mad at me for dating Maddie Healy.
Yeah.
And for that reason, when I first listened, I was not a fan because I literally was just like, I'm uncomfy.
No, I like understand her.
No, I mean, like, I get it, but like, I'm also just like, girl, this was before she was like, Let me explain my thought process here. When I was listening to this
no,
in order.
No, I think
order,
a lot of people agree with you.
Yeah, when I was listening to this in order for the very first time and I heard the song, I was like, girl, get up. Like,
yeah,
get up. But then, obviously, he gets his time later in the album, which I expected. But when
yeah.
I was listening to this, I was like, are we talking about the same Maddie Healy?
I think this is just like, this song reminded
and
me.
And now I love it because I've gotten
yeah.
past that, you know?
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like
yeah,
that first
yeah.
listen, I was like,
you
girl.
Have to like, well, first of all, you have to like separate the song from what you think
yeah.
she's singing about and like just like
yeah.
make it about your own life. But also I like can empathize with her. no matter how bad the guy is, like, I feel like you see this, like, with friends. Like, I can, like, see this with, like, friends that I've had where I'm like, you're literally dating the worst guy on earth.
Yeah.
But, like, you just have to bite your tongue. Like, this.
Yeah.
You just have to. Let me give you guys some life advice.
Yeah. You just have to let it
you
happen.
You have to just let it happen. Like, yep. If you tell your friend that, like, they're dating a bad guy, mm-hmm. they're just going to say exactly what Taylor Swift said in this song. Yeah. And she's going to be like, stop complaining. Like, let me make my own mistake.
Yeah.
And, like, I just think, like, I think about that a lot, like, with my friends. I'm like, okay, you have to figure this out, like, yourself. And, like, I'll be here when everything's, like, starts crumbling down. But, like, I'm not going to tell you, like, who you can and can't date. And I think, like, that's
it's just, a canon, like, event. What you Taylor can't was interfere. Asking
for. Yeah.
I will say, though, the more I'm listening to it, though, like, the outro of it is crazy because it's, like, a complete switch.
Yeah.
So what I think now that I've sat with it for a few days, I think this is, like, kind of an overall synopsis of, like, all of her relationships.
Yeah, it's, like,
because this is how, like, everyone's reacted every time she's gotten in a relationship. So I think it's more broad.
I think so, too.
Than people are making it. And then I also think that, like, her at the, like, it's just, like, her entire history of relationships. And now she's, like, my dad loves him because her dad does love Travis Kelce.
And I think, too, like, a lot of these songs, like she mixes feeling. And so that's why, like, I get so annoyed when people are, like, this is about this, this is about that. I'm, like, just, she's trying to write about a feeling.
Yeah.
So just try to, like, empathize with the feeling rather than, like, analyze, like, who she's writing about.
Yeah. And obviously, like, some of them are.
Yeah. Obviously, some of them are obvious. Very obvious.
But, like, a lot like of them this, are, like, yeah, I think a lot of them are more combined, like, than we realize.
When she's, like, when I saw people being like, it can't be about him because, like, they ended up together. But I'm like, who, like, she's writing about the feeling of like everyone hating your boyfriend. Like, she's not writing about, like, this
exact
person.
Situation. Yeah. Like, it's not literal.
I just thought this was, like, I'm glad she wrote this song.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's, like, relatable to so many people.
Yeah. It's really good. Also, her breaking the fourth wall is just crazy.
Yeah. And especially with I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. That's, like, the ultimate breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
We'll get to that, though. Okay. Fresh out the slammer.
I'm processing this one still, too.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, like, post-relationship.
Yeah. Like, post-relationship.
Who you're going to, what you're doing afterwards. Yeah.
Like, you just got out of a long relationship. Now, who are you, like, are you going to go back to someone that you were with before? Or are you going to, like, are you,
yeah,
have
what are
you been,
do?
Like, yeah. What are you going to call? But this is the lyric that I wrote down.
Okay.
She wrote, gray and blue and fights and tunnels, handcuffed to the spell I was under for just 1 hour of sunshine. First of all, that's so sad.
Yeah.
Years of labor, locks and ceilings in the shade of how he was feeling, but it's going to be all right. I did my time. Like, that's so sad. How did she write that?
No, that's what,
it's like another thing. Like,
I'm saying, she has the same 26 letters as everyone else, but how does she come up with those sentences? Like, I just don't understand.
And, like, the like thought of it's gonna be all right, I did my time, when, like, getting out of a long relationship is, like, such a mature thought to think. And
fresh out the slammer.
I like this one. I like that.
Yeah, I'm still processing that one a little bit, though.
Florida.
So good. So first of all,
Florence and the Machine,
banger. Love. All around. Makes me want to again, like, wreck my car.
Florida.
But I'm still processing this one too.
Okay, like, let me tell you something that will help you.
Okay, thank you.
I looked up what this song is about because I was so confused.
Right.
And I guess Taylor did, like, a radio interview or something, which I didn't like. This was posted by Cosmopolitan, but it's a quote from Taylor.
Oh.
So she said, Florida is a song that I wrote with Florence and the Machine. And I think I was coming up with this idea of, like, what happens when your life doesn't fit or your choices you've made catch up to you and you're surrounded by these harsh consequences and judgment and circumstances did not lead you to where you want to be and you just want to escape from everything you've ever known. Is there a place you could go? I'm always watching Dateline. People, you know, have these crimes that they commit. Where do they immediately skip town and go to? They go to Florida, you know? They, like, try to reinvent themselves. They have a new identity, blend in. I think that's where you go through a heartbreak. There's a part of you that thinks, I want a new name. I want a new life. I don't want anyone to know where I've been or know me at all. And so that was the jumping off point behind where would you go to reinvent yourself and blend in? You'd go to Florida.
I think that does make sense because I feel like whenever you're going through something, it's like, let's book a beach trip.
Yeah.
Like, time to go vacation.
Yeah. Or, like, people are always, like, people go to Florida to hide, but, like, people go to Florida to retire, like.
Also, like, every crazy news story ever is from Florida.
Yeah. Like, I think it's just, like, I don't want anyone to know my name. Like, I'm that always place like,
isn't real. Florida's like, just not a real state. That's the conclusion. Yeah. Like, it's just not real.
I like get this. Well, first of all, she says all my friends smell like weed or little babies. Like, that is so real.
No, that's like my favorite line ever, I think. Like, once, when she said that, I was like,
you guys are in your like mid-20s, yeah, 30s, like, you know,
like, that's just this is so real.
People are either partying every single night or having children,
like married and having children. Yeah. And somewhere falls us on the spectrum. I don't know where that
we're
is
just normal. I think I don't know,
we're just somewhere on there.
But yeah, like, I always, just to relate this to my own life, my perspective after like reading what she wrote, like, I'm always like, if I broke up with my boyfriend, I would move to Africa because like I would be so sad. And so I think she's being like, I don't know what to do now, like, I'm moving to Florida where no one knows who I am, but like literally everyone knows who she is everywhere, so it doesn't really,
she can't go anywhere.
Okay, guilty as sin, question mark.
This is so iconic because to me this just tells me that she also has like scenarios that she thinks about in her brain before she falls asleep, you know,
100%.
Like those little like movies that you play in your head and scenarios you make up.
100%. I think this was her like in a relationship that she was so not happy in, like longing to be with somebody else.
Yeah,
but like definitely. The song is like, you're not cheating if it's in your mind.
Yeah, agree.
But there's one line that says, I keep these longings locked lowercase in a vault. Does this mean Folklore Evermore vault tracks? Lowercase? Yeah. I think it does. When I read that lyric, I was like, and then Annie texted me and she was like, do you think this is what this means? And I was like,
damn.
Because it was that time.
I do think that this has really shown us that she was lying through her fucking teeth when she was like, this isn't real.
She was miserable.
Like, those songs were real.
Yeah.
The Betty Augustine, James love triangle was real.
And
Taylor was Betty.
Tolerate it.
Yeah, like, it was real. As much as she wanted us to believe it wasn't, it was very much real.
Yeah.
And I think that this album definitely proves that. So, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if they did. But, like, when is she going to put...
I don't think she ever will.
No.
But she says she keeps these longings locked lowercase in a vault. Like, the fact that... Like, how did she think of that?
Yeah. No, literally, like, I don't understand how, like, she comes up with these sentences.
How did she come up with, like... She has, like, Folklore Evermore songs that she didn't use about this situation. And that's the way that she put it in a song.
Yeah.
That's the sentence that she decided to use. Like, how?
I don't understand.
Okay, who's afraid of little old me?
God, the song is so good.
The drums.
The song is...
Who's afraid?
Well, you should be.
Yep.
Like,
Well, you should
the
be.
The part about the circus.
Yep.
Oh, my God. And then when she says, don't worry.
Don't worry, folks.
We've removed her teeth.
Removed all of her teeth or something.
Whatever the teeth line is insane. Like, I am obsessed with that song. This is like Mad Woman if she was like really, really pissed off.
Yep. And screaming.
Yeah. And I love drums. It so much.
She says, this is my favorite part. Like, when she was, like, talking about how, like, everyone, like, is like, you, like, I'm wretched and, like, I'll sue you if it's up on my lawn. She says, I put narcotics into all my songs and that's why you're still singing along.
That was so iconic.
Because everyone's like, there's drugs in these songs.
Yeah. No, she's so real.
That's, like, she's so self-aware. That's the other thing about this album is she sees everything and she's so self-aware. Like,
how does she... Yeah, like, I just don't understand...
She knows...
How she knows everything.
Yeah.
It's crazy. She knows literally everything.
And she, like, people being like...
Taylor Swift is Santa Claus.
No, like... Taylor Swift read my diary, everyone in this world's diary. Like,
she knows what we're doing all the time.
It's so scary.
It's really alarming.
I can fix him. No, really, I can.
Love.
Yeah, I thought this was good. Yeah. I don't like have a lot of, like, I think it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, but I will say at the beginning when she, can you pull the lyrics really quick?
Yeah. The smoke cloud billows out his mouth like a freight train through a small town.
The joke part though.
The jokes that he told across the bar were revolting and far too loud.
My jaw was on the floor. I was like, I can't believe she just called him out like that.
That's good.
Like, that's crazy.
And I just like, this is another thing. Like, how does she think of this?
I don't know.
Like, just the chorus. They say, they shake their head saying, God help her when I tell them he's my man. But your good Lord doesn't need to lift a finger. I can fix him. No, really, I can't. Like, how?
I don't know.
This is also when she mentions Texas again.
Yeah, I know. And that's what I'm just like, what the fuck happened to Texas?
Texas, I have
Texas,
literally
what
no
the
idea.
Fuck happened? It's Texas.
I have no idea.
I like how she picked, like, no offense to everyone that lives in these states. The two worst states in the United States.
Because of their politics.
Peace and love. Yeah, like, love you guys, but...
But not the
state overall, no.
Yeah.
even though we're in Texas literally all the time. But yeah, you know what I
mean? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like, those are the two states that everyone's just mean. Like, what is going on over there? You know?
Yeah. And then she ends it by saying, whoa, maybe I can't.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Her, like, endings and resolutions of these songs, yeah, like, overall are crazy.
It's just, like, that song, I can fix him, no, really, I can. Like, I feel like that's such a relatable, like,
yeah,
phrase. And yeah, everyone's like, no, like, I, like, it's fine, I can fix him.
Yeah.
And she just put it into, like, a, yeah, song just, where you're like, what the heck? Like, it's crazy. LOML.
Loss of My Life, Love of My Life. That song fucking hurts.
Yeah.
Her ending it and saying Loss of My Life at the end. First, yeah, of all, Shannon, shout she out to you, because you really did call that. That was crazy.
I love this one. Like, this is might be one of my top.
Yeah. I think I can't decide if I, like, to me, this is like So Long London. Like, I feel like they're like kind of in the same,
yeah,
realm. And I like can't decide which one I like more. And I think that's why I haven't really processed So Long London, because I'm just like in my head they're combined.
Yeah. This is like a little bit slower.
Yeah.
In my mind, this is kind of like about like, I don't know. It seemed in my, like the first time I listened to this, I was like, is this about like a relationship that was happening and then they like ended it and then they like got back together?
Yeah, it's giving on again, off again.
Yeah, like that's kind of what it like
a lot sounds of these songs like are giving on again,
yeah,
off again.
Yeah.
Which I think could apply to both sides.
Because she says, who's going to stop us from waltzing back into rekindled flames, yeah, if we know the steps anyway?
Like, and I think that's why people keep getting confused with like Maddie, like when they're trying to figure out if it's Maddie or Joe,
and that's why I'm like, just everyone stop, yeah, like it honestly annoys me.
No, I know. And I just feel like
I'm like, this is about you now,
and now, and like we
let
don't
go,
we don't have the timeline, like, and we like don't who really cares know what the timeline was. Like, her and Joe were very likely on again, off again, yeah, too, just because of like how long this has been going on. So like, you can't just automatically assume that it was Maddie just because it was on again, off again.
Yeah, and like that shouldn't stop you from liking a song.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Agree.
Like, she didn't write this song for you to analyze her boyfriend.
Yeah.
She wrote it to be like, oh, it's my God, I can relate to this. Yeah, like, I think it's, yeah, inevitable, but I think, like, people have been doing it way more with this album, which, yeah, like, it's been in my mind, too, like, because she's, yeah, been in this relationship for so long. Yeah. It's crazy. But, like, when people are like, oh, but she said this, so it must be this person, or but now I'm confused because, like, it's about this. I'm like, do you even know what the song's, yeah, about? Like,
let's just,
yeah,
let's
like
take
just
a step back.
That's what I'm mad about this week. That's my, yeah, mad woman segment.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she also says, like, you and I go from one kiss to getting married. So I feel like it's like a relationship that's like moving quickly.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to like sit with this one more.
Yeah, I agree.
But she says, you shit talked me under the table, talking, yep, rings and talking cradles.
Is this one where she says, no. What's the one where she says joke? You tell one more joke.
Oh, that's, and I'll just cry or something.
Yeah. I think, and I'll laugh until I cry or something.
I think that's Who's Afraid of Little Old Me.
Okay. Yeah. I love that because she says, like, I need to revisit this. Because she says joke, but she barely says the K, and it sounds like it says Joe.
Oh, my God.
Like, it literally does. You need to listen to it after this because it sounds like she says Joe. And it could work either way.
I was kind
way
of, like, waiting for a name drop.
No, like, it's like there's no way she just, like, lowercase to that K for no reason. Yeah. Like, it's barely there. We're gonna have to play it after this.
This is when she says, I thought I was better safe than starry-eyed.
Yes, that is my favorite line I think ever.
That's such a good lyric.
Like, that is
she
just,
loves starry-eyed.
That is like so it's so good.
Next. She says, I'm combing through the braids of lies, I'll never leave, and then she says, never mind. Okay, I can do it with a broken heart.
This is the best
song
of all time.
I'm so depressed, I act like it's my birthday.
Like, this is everything to me. This
it's
is
so good.
This
it's
is
so fun.
So jack-coded. Like, I just
it's
love
bleachers.
This song.
Like,
it's bleachers.
Made this song.
It's perfect. It's literally perfect. It makes me so happy. And it's just so relatable because you're literally just like, eh.
Yeah.
I'm so depressed.
Ultimate,
like,
breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Of her being like, I can read your mind. Like, you think I'm having the time of my life. I'm literally miserable.
Yeah. And the in-ears, the 1, 2, 3, 4 in the in-ears.
Yes.
It's so iconic.
It's like, it's genius.
It's so good. Like, if this isn't in your top five, what are you doing?
It's so good.
Like, it has to be in your top
it's
five.
So
I'm sorry.
Good.
It's literally, it's so Barbie. It's like,
yeah,
so
it's
Barbie.
Does
when
anyone
she was
ever
like,
think about
yes,
dying?
Like, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what it is. It would have been so good in the movie.
It would have been literally perfect.
Yeah.
The end where she says, I'm miserable and no one even
yeah,
knows it. Try and cover my
yeah,
job.
The try and cover my job is so funny. Like she's got jokes. She's just being
she's
silly.
So funny.
Yeah, like she's got jokes throughout this whole album. It's so funny.
It's also such a jump scare after like Love of My Life. Like all
yeah,
these songs
no,
are like
it is.
Slow, and then it's like, yeah. And I remember listening and being like,
I'm so depressed. Yeah. I like it.
Like, I finished
birthday.
The album and I like went to my mom and I was like, you just have to listen to this one song.
I played it for Amber too.
Like, it's crazy.
I played her that and Thank You, Amy.
Yeah.
The two where I was like, you just have to listen to these two because this is crazy.
Yep. That's right.
Yep.
The song is iconic.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
No, it's
the production is insane.
It's perfect. No notes.
The smallest man who ever lived.
First of all, going into this, I was really stressed out because I have been talking about this song for months now.
Yep.
And talking about how excited I was for the song. And I was so excited for it to be like angry. And when I first started listening to it, I was like, fuck, it's sad. Like, because it starts with a sigh.
Yeah.
And Kendra and Rachel like were ahead of listening, like while they were streaming. Like mine was a couple songs behind. And they listened to it and I was like, oh my God, wait, like, how is it? And I was like, or I said, how is it? And they said, it starts with a sigh. That's all I'm going to say. And I was like, oh, fuck. And then I started listening to it. And I was like, no, it's sad. Like, I wanted to be so angry. And then I got to the bridge. And I was like, yeah.
The end of the song, like, the end of the song is, I was like saying, it gives me the same serotonin as the end of Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish. Yeah. Happier Than Ever. And
the bridge to the outro. Like, I'm obsessed.
You guys already know we started this episode with it.
Like, she's so angry. And it makes me so happy. Like, I love angry.
That whole end of the song is one of the best things any artist in the history of the world has ever done in their entire
life. I'm also just obsessed with, again, like saying how I said earlier, like the conclusions of these songs are so iconic. And like the way that she ends this one and she says, I'll forget, but I will never forgive the smallest man that ever lived. Like, she is so real for that because I will literally never forgive anyone ever, but I'll forget about it.
Yep.
Until someone brings it up. And then I'll be like, oh, wait, no. Yeah, that fucking sucked. And I'll never forgive them for that. Like, she's such a Sagittarius. It just...
Yeah, this is when she says, if resting my sparkling summer was the goal.
Yes, it's so iconic. You can stop speculating about this one, guys, though, because it's about the guy that I talked to in college that lied about having a terminal illness. Like, you can just stop speculating.
This is how these albums are supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, it's not supposed to be like, this is about whatever. Like, this is about us.
Yeah.
Like this is from my diary.
Yeah.
You know,
like, that, like, she wrote that about him. Sorry.
That's
I don't
why
know
we love Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Because, like, no other artist can, like, do this.
Yeah.
But yeah, when she's just like literally trying to come up with any reason why he would do the things that he did.
It's so good.
Like,
oh
the
my
most
God,
insane
it's
things.
So
like,
good.
Did you sleep with a gun under a bed? Like, were you writing
Are
a
you
book?
A sleeper cell spy? Oh my God. The sleeper cell spy for some reason just really itches my brain.
You kicked out the stage lights, but you're still performing in plain sight you hid, but you are what you did. Yeah, this is literally one of the greatest songs of all time.
Yeah, this might be in like my top five of all time from Taylor, like in general, overall.
Me too.
Which I mean, that's a really loaded answer because I've never actually ranked them, but
no, like
it's up there.
I don't even, like, I've listened to this so many times.
Yeah. It's like, I need to hear it live, you know?
Okay. The Alchemy.
Okay. Hear me out. Uh-huh. I need to talk about this because I have really processed this one in the last like day.
Okay.
Cause it took me a really long time. Okay. First of all, I think everyone that thinks you're going to hate me for saying this, but I think that everyone that thinks it's about Travis Kelce is wrong. Mm-hmm. I think this is, again, that on again, off again thing.
I completely agree.
Okay. Because I'm really tired of everyone taking it super literally.
No, she says touchdown. And
but she's
like,
not talking. She's not talking touchdown. She's talking
touchdown.
Touching
the
down.
Plane.
Like, the plane is
touchdown
landing.
The plane.
Correct. And it's like, I think it's kind of in relation to like Fresh Out the Slammer. Like,
yes,
I think they're like sister
agree.
Songs.
Because she says, also, I love this. What if I told you I'm back? The hospital was a drag worst sleep that I ever had. Like, it all comes back to this like asylum that she was in because like she was so like mentally unwell.
Yeah. Like the Alchemy and Fresh Out the Slammer are sisters. Yes.
I completely agree.
I'm tired of everyone taking it. I do really enjoy the edits of her and Travis.
No,
too,
and like
it's adorable.
It's like,
and
we can
but
look
like,
at it now and be like, nice.
It's
but
like
I don't think that's what she was in her mind.
No.
Like, I think it's like, this isn't like a happy.
Yeah, we're taking
song.
It too literally for sure.
Like, this is literally like, I'm back.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And she's like going crazy. Like, it's literally like, this is like manic, like, not like a love song.
Yeah.
By any means.
Yeah.
But I completely agree.
Okay.
Okay, Clara Bow.
I love this song so much.
Me too. It's just, this is what I thought it was going to be, and I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Like, it's, when she says her own name.
Yeah, when she says her own name is the fucking craziest thing
I've
ever
screamed.
Heard. Yeah.
Like, oh!
Crazy.
Her own name.
Crazy.
Yeah. It's everything.
I'm getting a bow tattoo next week, so.
It's perfect.
I feel like that just tells you what you need to know.
What does she say? So like, good. I died if I I would die if I made it. Like, I think, like, there's a lot of songs on this album that are like, I hate being famous, you've ruined my life, like, yeah, which is so valid.
Yeah.
But then, like, this song, which was like the quote unquote end of the album, is,
yeah,
like,
it's the perfect
this
ending.
Is what I always wanted. Like, it's like, I know got she, what I, yeah, wanted, and like my dreams came true.
I know she added 15 more songs, but this was just the perfect end track for, yeah, the first
for
15.
The first 15, where she's like, I hate, like, she's not like, I hate my fans, but she's like,
yeah,
these people, I hate being, made me famous, literally crazy. But, yeah, she's like, then she ends it and she's like, I did it. Like,
yeah,
I made dreams came true.
This is what I've always,
true,
wanted.
And then also, like, the end where it's like another, like, I think, like, when she says her name, it's like,
yeah, like, it's
another
somebody else.
Girl is,
yeah,
like, you look like Taylor Swift, like, you have.
The edits of, like, Olivia Rodrigo and Sabrina,
yeah,
Carpenter did this song.
That's
I'm
what
like,
I was thinking about. Yeah.
Makes me so emotional.
But I think it's also, like, nothing new in,
yes,
her mind,
agreed,
where she's like,
totally, it's definitely nothing new,
like, replacing me, and like, I'm depressed about it.
Yeah, no, it's definitely,
but
especially,
like, it's
the way
life.
That she says, you have edge she never did,
yeah,
like that
she
line
never,
oh, yeah, it's
the way
so
that
good.
The song sounds too, like,
no, like
the production
this,
of all these
this is the perfect insane. Like end song for that first 15,
yeah,
or
16. I completely agree,
yeah,
and like, it's just a good, like, it's like a happy one, like, it's, yeah, not like, it's like she did it,
yeah,
it makes me like proud of her,
yeah, agree. Well, that's the first half, guys.
Yep, we did it.
We'll
got
do
through them.
What's the fucking, what is it called, the
the,
what is it,
so
I said it
words.
To you like without even thinking about it.
There's so anthology,
anthology, we'll do anthology
there's
next
so
week
many words
because we just there was too much to talk about,
yeah,
so we're breaking it up,
but
anthology
I'm very excited
week.
To talk about
me
it
me too, because I think that a lot of us, it was very hard to process 2
yeah.
hours after the first half dropped,
yeah.
and now that we're processing, they're some of my favorites on the
me
album.
Me too, me too, me too.
So,
and
I'm
I feel
really
like
excited
I like
about them.
Really, once I understood what the songs were about,
yes.
I liked them a lot more.
And this is the half where like I really,
because like the first
I'm ready
half
to
I'm
dive
like,
in.
Yo, I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I'm so excited to talk about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So tune
note,
in next week.
See you next week.
Next Wednesday. We love you guys. We hope you're loving the album and write in your thoughts.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
You're the love of my life.
You're the loss of, I can't like think of the tune.